New coach,
wow,
and you know that these things is not something that I can.
It was out of your control.
Yeah, it's not out of my control.
Right.
So I was without a team for probably like a year, searching for a club. Went on to Richmond Kickers, offered a contract at Richmond Kickers, and because I was living in Springfield at the time, I asked them to make accommodations for housing, and they said no. So I said, okay, I'm not going to play.
Wow.
And guess what happened that year?
What a change.
Richmond Kickers were champions.
Oh, wow. Wow, the luck.
What?
Yep. Yeah.
Damn, we could write a book on this. You really need to get this story. I'm glad I had you on the air right now, because this story is like, it needs to be written about. It needs to be talked about.
Yeah. And
that's incredible.
It just was my luck. After that experience, I made a really bold move. Mm-hmm. Really, really bold move. I had just gotten a credit card from Bank of America.
Okay.
Just gotten a credit card because I just opened a small soccer company.
Right.
And I said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I want to be a coach when I finish playing. So I started training kids in groups. And my friend at the time was playing in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
But he also had an experience where he had to eventually leave.
Yeah.
Right.
So I started doing research on Singapore. And I started talking to him over Facebook and asked him, hey, you know, what are some of the things that you like about the country, like about the league, et cetera, et cetera. And he was just going on, told me like, oh, all the good, all the bad. And I said, you know what? I'm going to take this credit card and I'm going to buy a ticket. And I'm just going to go over there. He was not there, by the way. He was not there.
Wow.
He had already left. He went back to Scotland. And I remember it was the week leading up to my mom's birthday, and I was with her, and I hadn't bought a ticket yet.
Yeah.
And she told me, she's like, is this what you really want to do? I said, yeah, it's what I want to do. She's like, okay. This was like a week before I traveled. This was like maybe like the Thursday, and I needed to be in Singapore the following week. She said, if this is what you really want to do, then go ahead and buy the ticket. So I bought the ticket, and I flew the day before her birthday. Flew over the air to no one.
Right.
Just adventure.
By yourself.
Yes, yeah. Adventure. Got picked up in the airport from a random dude. Got taken back to a hostel.
Uh-huh.
And then I started to do groundwork from then.
Okay.
Wow.
Went to a club. Saw them training. Went up to the coach. Tell him, hey, you know, this is where I came from. You know, I want to play.
Yeah.
You know, and he said, what position you play? So I'm a defender. He said, he looked at me. And I guess he was impressed. Physique.
Yeah.
Because most of the Asians were a bit shorter.
Right.
And he's like, well, we already signed a defender. They had signed a big, tall, 6'3" British guy.
Oh, my.
And he said, we don't really need a defender. But he said, you know, you can train.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, okay. And I went back up in the stands because they were training. Right. Went back to the stands and I looked down at the training session. And I actually was about to just go back to the hostel. I was kind of blown to find out that they already signed a defender.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know what? What the hell? I'm already here. I'm going to go have a good time this weekend and then fly back to the U.S. on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
After the training session was done, he pulled me aside. The manager came down from the office and he said, hey, we want to stay for a bit longer. We might sign another defender. And my journey resurged after that.
Mm-hmm.
About 5 days after, I signed with the team, spent a season, just over a season with them.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, coach changed. After the coach changed, went back to Trinidad.
Wow.
Played it back in Trinidad. After.
Did they win a national championship too?
No, they didn't. They didn't.
All right, I was about to say.
But the team in Trinidad did.
Oh, yes, not your team.
That's my team.
Oh, your team.
Okay,
yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So we are. When I left the team, I went to Philippines.
Yeah.
I had a friend there. He was talking up about it, telling me, man, it's really cool. You know, we have a nice small stadium. We get a full stadium every game. You should come out. We'll buy a ticket. I already know the coach and everything. So I'm like, okay, sounds like a deal. Left Central FC. Went to Kai FC. Central FC that year won the national championship. And they went to
the year before you got there.
No, the year while I was there.
Okay.
And they went to CONCACAF Champions League.
Okay.
And since then, they've been really consistent in the league and also been in CONCACAF. Went over to the Philippines. Fortunately, there, the coach that I had there was there for, I think, 3 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And the decision to leave was a more financial decision at that point.
Right.
I was coming to the end of my career. We negotiated a contract at the end of the season. And I told him, I need some time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was still there. We continued train. And I said, okay, I made a counter offer. And then they made a counter offer.
Right.
And then it wasn't what I was looking for. So I moved back to Trinidad again. And trying to, look for another avenue to explore. But long story short, a lot of things happen in the soccer world.
Yeah.
Stuff that is beyond your control.
Mm-hmm.
What I can really do is just try my best to work as hard as I can each and every day. But sometimes the little things can trigger your exit or your entry.
Absolutely.
A player leaving, making room for a player to come in. The coach leaving, making room for his players to come in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you leaving. So some of the things I didn't have control over, but one thing I'm thankful for is the diversity in my experience as a player.
Uh-huh.
Being able to travel to different countries and learn different languages and meet new people. And some of my experiences were very crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Some were very, very good, which motivated me to start my new company, Central Sports Management.
And as we just saw, your journey is absolutely incredible. But was there ever a time when everything was going on, switching back and forth to teams, that you're saying maybe football is not a profession for me? Or how did you stay positive during this whole entire?
It's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's I always told myself that soccer is not a career. A professional player is not a career, it's an opportunity. I always tell myself that. And the opportunity came and the opportunity goes. Mm-hmm. And in life, that's how it is sometimes. So when I was a bit younger playing, I enjoyed every moment being on the pitch. Yeah. And when I retired, it was a bittersweet moment. But I look back with no regrets. Mm-hmm. I met some really fantastic people. Some of them I'm still in contact with.
Mm-hmm.
So it was definitely worth that type of experience.
Let me ask you a follow-up question to mm-hmm. that. Now, obviously, going to different teams and different countries, different atmospheres and learning different styles and different techniques from coaches is a benefit, and I'm sure it's helped you into what you're doing today with Central Sports Management and with you coaching. Those experiences, you can't just teach. You have to go through them. But I have to ask you this. You are an Arsenal fan.
That's
and
right.
You know that Arsene Wenger has been tenured there forever, even though he hasn't been able to win the big trophies, hasn't won the Premier League, as we mentioned, since 04 to 05. So let me ask you this question. You were mentioning how the different clubs were, you would only stay there for a year and then they would transition into new coaching and then they would win the championship the year you left.
Yep.
But if you were able to stay with a consistent coach and a consistent style and consistent minutes, do you think you would have been able to take your level of football to the level where you could be playing at a club like Arsenal or at a club like Manchester United or a club like Real Madrid or Barcelona or some of the big clubs in the world? Do you think you would have been able to be good enough at the level if you would have had that consistently with your coaches and with your team?
You know, it's funny that you ask that question because me and a buddy of mine from Boston, we have this discussion all the time. And he always calls me up. He's like, Fabian, because we have quite a number of friends that we played with.
Right.
With the national team, U17, U23, that actually went on to play in the EPL, went on to play in the top leagues. And and he's like, man, we used to train with those guys, and if we just had the opportunity and to be in that environment, to train day in, day out, we could have been playing in the EPL. And I always say, I always tell him, I said, man, I don't know. The EPL is a really tough league.
Right.
But this was when, he was talking a bit more out of emotions. It seemed like it was a bitter moment for him. And after I started thinking about it, I said, you know what? He's right.
Uh-huh.
If I had gotten an opportunity to train with these guys and be in that environment, see how they eat, see how they sleep, see how they carry themselves about, mm-hmm. see how they travel, see how they act in the media. All those stuff would have an effect yeah. on how I approach the game. Right. So I would have to say yes. Hmm. I think if I was consistently in an environment that would help nurture development and help nurture that opportunity for exposure.
Because right.
Only now you start seeing USL teams playing against teams from England, for example, mm-hmm. from the EPL or from a championship. But before, back then,